Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have a drink, and talk about places to eat and drink in London. On today's episode, we're talking about day tours around the Kent wine country. So, Louise, here we are. This is the part of the episode where we normally talk about what we're drinking. But, as we mentioned on Instagram, we had some technical difficulties, so we're actually having to re-record this episode, annoyingly. So, this is Friday. We're not having a drink at all, are we? We're just getting down to business and recording and telling people what they need to know.
Yep, just sipping on fresh tap water.
Yeah, exactly. Healthy. So anyway, let's get on with it. We're here today to talk about Kent wineries, right? We went down to Kent at the weekend and hit a few of them up. So we'll talk about our day out, what we liked, what we thought, etc., etc. We've wanted to do this for quite a while, haven't we?
Yep. We've been talking about doing some Kent wineries for a while. I've been to Mount Vineyard before with some friends.
And I guess that's a good point, right? You've been to Mount Vineyard before because Mount Vineyard is quite accessible, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can just get the train straight to this stop called Shoreham, and then it's just a walk from there. So you don't even have to worry about getting taxis locally.
Yeah, which is great if you want to hit up one winery, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that's quite a popular one and lots of people go and do it. I've not done that one. Is it nice?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really pretty. It's kind of one of the bigger ones. I've been twice, actually. I've done a tasting that was in autumn. They've got this kind of nice sort of tasting room where you've got blankets, you've got charcuterie.
Oh, it's outside?
No, it's inside.
Why do you need blankets inside? How cold is it? Turn the fucking heating on.
Yeah, how do I describe it? It's this, I guess it's not a house, it just feels like this kind of like inside-outside room, like a big...
Okay, a cold inside room, lovely.
With some meters. Yeah, it cost about 35 quid. You got a few different wines, you got some charcuterie, so it's a pretty nice idea. And I've been back in summer as well, where they have lots of like picnic tables set out amongst the vines.
And when you just go there and you do picnic tables amongst the vines, what are you doing? Is that a guided wine tasting or do you just go and buy wines and just drink what you want?
No, that time was just buy wines, drink what you want. We ordered it on an app and a man brought it out to us, which was very convenient.
Very convenient. I don't like ordering on apps, you know this, Louise.
I know.
I don't trust them and I think it takes longer than just going up and speaking face to face. But anyway, lovely. So recommendation if you want a day trip and just want to do one nice winery, do you think?
Yeah, I would recommend it.
Cool. There are loads of wineries in Kent though, right? And we've wanted to kind of try and do a few of them. When we go away to Italy or Spain, etc., we love doing wine tours for the day or driving between wineries, getting to try a few different wines here and there and seeing how they vary. But we've not really been able to do that because it's quite hard to get between the places in Kent, right? They're all quite far away and there's not stations near them. So we had to do a bit of planning. But we decided we really wanted to make a go of this. There are kind of wine tours you can do.
Yeah, when we first looked at it, we were looking at some guided wine tours, weren't we? But it was kind of hard to find. There weren't that many. And I mean, the ones that I found, at least, were really expensive.
Yeah, so there were ones for about, I think 175 quid a head, which I thought was quite expensive. You do get some wine included in that. But upon reflection, we actually spent quite a lot on transport, didn't we, making this day happen. So I guess we can summarise what we did. We got the train down. We then got a cab to one winery, did a tour and tasting there, then got a cab to another winery, hang out there, then got a cab to a third winery, hung out there, and that third winery had a shuttle bus back to a different town, and then we got the train back. And I think on transport per person, we probably spent about 100 quid each. So just transport alone did end up costing quite a lot of time. And you were quite restricted, right? We had to have all our cabs pre-booked. And it worked well. They were there on time and when we needed them. But you didn't have any flexibility if you were particularly enjoying one place or wanting to move on, etc.
Yes, very true.
But it ran relatively smoothly, I think.
Yeah, all the cabs, as Tom said, we pre-booked them. And they were all ready to go. Like, it all kind of worked very seamlessly, which was nice. And there was just a group of four of us, so we, just fit into one standard cab.
And I think that's probably another thing to consider, right? because it was four, it was, we were filling up the cabs. But if it was kind of six of you, it would end up being a lot more per person because you'd have to get two cabs, etc. So it just felt quite difficult to pull off. And we had to choose wineries that were kind of all in one area. But anyway, it was a lovely day.
So Tom, should we lay out what we actually did, which wineries we went to?
Yeah, absolutely. So we got the train from King's Cross down to Ashford International, not to be confused with Ashford, which is a different station in a different place. We got the high-speed train, which took about 39 minutes. You could have got a longer train that took about an hour and a half, so more than double the time, and that would have cost half the price. So we splashed out, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a lot more expensive, but I mean, early in the morning, I feel like that time was worth it.
So oh, definitely. We got an extra hour 10 in bed, didn't we?
Yeah, we just splashed out.
So then once we got to Ashford International, we got a cab that took us straight to our first winery, and it took us about 15, 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah, so our first winery, Woodchurch, which is the smallest of the three wineries that we went to that day.
So yeah, there's a few major wineries in Kent, and then there's lots of much smaller ones as well. And as you say, this was the smallest one. It felt less commercial, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We took a tour there with actually the owner of the winery himself, and he took us through the vines. He was very excited, very informative. It was quite funny because some other people on the tour were also extremely into it. They asked very detailed questions about pruning and
yeah, buds. There was a lot of bud chat, wasn't there? You know, we were with James and Emma, our friends, and made a few best bud jokes, didn't we? That was good.
That was good.
But yeah, it was quite detailed, but it was nice. And we walked around the vineyard for what, 20 minutes, half an hour?
Yeah, it was really beautiful.
But really fucking cold.
And maybe a top tip here is that we, before the tour started, asked if we could just get a glass to start. So we were all sipping on a lovely glass of bubbles throughout this tour.
Yeah, that was really nice. Except my hand was getting quite cold holding it.
This is true. I mean, we did this in a particularly cold April.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, if you go in summer, you'll be fine.
So yes, we learned all sorts about growing vines and that kind of thing. And then they took us back up to the main area, which they've got a building which has got a nice balcony, which is outside. And we were set up to do the tasting on the balcony, but it was a bit cold, so we moved it inside. But inside was still pretty cute, I thought, Louise.
Yeah, inside was really cute, actually. And yeah, pretty thankful that it was a lot warmer.
Yeah, we needed to warm up a bit.
Yeah.
So this tour and the tasting, I think it came to about £23 each or something.
Yeah, and I'd say it was good value. We tried four different wines.
And decent pours, I think, on those wines, weren't they?
Yeah, they were good. And of course, being Kent, there's lots of sparkling wine. We tried two different sparkling wines.
Yeah, one, I guess, white sparkling and one rosé sparkling.
Yeah, so we started off with their classic Brut, which is the, you know, just like classic sort of sparkling wine, a bit champagne style. And then the rosé Brut, which I think is one of their more expensive ones.
Yeah, and then we had a still white and a still rosé. They don't have a huge selection of wines there. I think they only produce kind of five or six different types a year, and they were telling us that it varies year by year depending on kind of what the season was like, what grapes they produced.
Yeah, I think they were saying about the quality of the Pinot Noir grapes that, you know, depending on the quality, sometimes they make a red wine, but more often they'll make a rosé with it.
Yeah, exactly. So he was very knowledgeable. He told us all sorts of things about it, and it was really nice. Did you like the wines?
Yeah, I liked the wines, actually. I think I liked all of them. I think for me, the classic sort of champagne style one was my favourite.
Yeah, that was really good. And then we were off. Then our cab was there to pick us up. And actually, we kind of were a bit annoyed about that, right? Because we didn't realise they do wood-fired pizzas there. They've got a pizza oven and you can have lunch on the balcony and enjoy some food. But yeah, we had to go. But it looked like other people were staying and having a nice time. And I think it would be a really nice spot for lunch, right? Because you've got beautiful views across the vineyard.
Yeah, exactly. It was gorgeous there. I'd love to go back in warmer weather and be able to sit outside, have a pizza, have some of their wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then it was off to Chapel Down, wasn't it?
Yeah, then it was off to Chapel Down. Now, Chapel Down is the biggest Kent winery. You can buy Chapel Down bottles in the shops, can't you? It's less...
Yeah, they've got it in Waitrose.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so it's pretty famous. And we walked in. My immediate thought was it felt very commercial and like they were just trying to churn through people there. Like, we weren't going for a specific tasting, right? We weren't going to a guided taste or anything. We were just going to taste some wines ourselves. So when I first walked in, you get to this main area where there's kind of a shop slash there's a bit of seating and you can buy some wines. What did you think?
Yeah, it's very commercial. It still had really nice service. Like, the people working there were great.
They were lovely.
Yeah. But yeah, we didn't book a guided tasting, but there were options to select four different wines. They have loads and loads of wines. So we selected eight different types of wines and kind of did our own tasting amongst ourselves.
Yeah. So you can get four tasters for £10. Mm-hmm. They're not massive pours. You get about kind of four or five sips from each. But for £10, it means you get to try any of their wines. I think there's one wine they don't let you try because it's super spenny. But we got to try quite a few of their particularly good wines. And they were really nice, weren't they?
Yes, they were. But I guess still on the kind of aesthetic and vibe of it, it is pretty bright. It's pretty...
You're cramped.
It's pretty cramped. I think at Chapel Down, you really want to go in summer because they've got a massive, lovely outdoor area. They've got a big grassy area where you can bring picnics. I think that would be great. But because it was quite cold, we had to be inside. And there just weren't really great options for anywhere to sit.
Yeah, there were so many people rushing in and out. And you couldn't sit somewhere and just overlook the vineyard or anything. It just felt a little bit less aesthetic. I think they've got a restaurant upstairs, which I read is really good. It's called The Swan. And they do hot food there. But where we were, they didn't do hot food. They just do kind of pies and pasties that are cold because they don't have a hot food license downstairs or something weird. And they call them charcuterie boards. And we got one because we were hungry, but they were just a bit shit, to be honest, weren't they? It was in the fridge, already made up. It came with butter, but obviously the butter was rock hard. There were some slices of meat. It was kind of okay. And bread rolls. And it was really weird that they were bread rolls on these boards, right?
Yeah, look, I think that they'd done it in this pre-made way so that you could just grab it, you can go out to the grass and like take it as a picnic. But the bread roll in particular was really weird because it was in the fridge. It was kind of cold and not very nice. And everything coming straight out of the fridge, obviously you don't want your butter to be that cold and necessarily your cheese to be sort of super cold. So it was served on these kind of bamboo...
Disposable
plates and with disposable cutlery as well. So... It wasn't a very, you know, fancy experience.
It wasn't, oh, we're at a cute winery having a nice time with a bit of charcuterie. It was a bit rubbish in that respect. I didn't love that. That was what really kind of hammered home that they're a commercial operation just trying to kind of churn through as many customers per day. I get it. Capitalism. We're all trying to run a business. But in terms of enjoyment, I didn't think I got it as much in that tasting and that eating period.
No, not as much. But the wines. Should we talk about some of the wine highlights there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I remember one that we all really liked. And I think we all went in with the mindset we were going to really like this one because it's the fanciest one that you're allowed to try. And that was the Chapel Downs, Kit Cotti Blanc de Blanc 2017. That's a 7-year-old wine. That's an old wine. And it was really tasty, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Fresh apple. And it was quite buttery, wasn't it, as well? I think it's probably because it's aged for a little bit of time. But really, really, really tasty wine. Well, what was your favourite other than that one?
I think one of my other favourites was also one of the expensive ones, also part of the same critically acclaimed range. It was the Chapel Down Kit's Cotti Chardonnay.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that was also really tasty.
Yes, that one was just a nice Chardonnay, delicate, complex, apple as well, kind of had those biscuity flavours with it.
I think these bottles come to about 70, 75 quid a bottle if you were to order the whole thing. So we didn't do that afterwards. So yeah, I think Chapel Down definitely has really good wines. They were delicious. I think if you did do a formal tasting there, it would be nice as well. I think you can get them for, I don't know, 35, 40 quid. But Chapel Down really does have a very strong outside, doesn't it? It's beautiful. You can walk amongst the vines, but they've got really nice picnic areas. It's all very well kept. Lots of pretty hedges and stuff, isn't there? And picnic tables dotted around.
Mm, yeah, it's really pretty. Kind of walking through the gardens. We even found some llamas.
Yeah, exactly. There's llamas there. I wasn't expecting that. No, I thought it was really beautiful for summer. And you can take your own picnic there and have a picnic. And you can. There is actually a walk you can do around that they recommend. So I think it's one worth visiting. But I don't think I'd bother again if I was just going to go in and sit inside and try some of their wines and leave.
Yeah, agreed.
Cool. And then our next cab showed up and was ready to take us on to our final winery for the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Off we went to Hushed Heath Winery.
Yeah, Hushed Heath or Balfour. I'm very confused by this.
Yeah, me too.
So it's online, it's called Balfour. On the front, it says Hushed Heath. And I think they both mean the same thing. Well, they're both names for the same venue.
Yeah, exactly. Very confusing, but, you know. To the tipplers, Hushed Heath and Balfour, we think is the same.
They are the same. It's confirmed.
Confirmed.
And this is another of the big wineries, right, in Kent?
Yeah, exactly. Even going there, you could see it's this big kind of full-on setup.
And they've got this shuttle bus that runs to and from the town where the train stop is.
Yeah, Marden.
Marden, which is really good because it meant we could get the shuttle and not have to pay to get back to Marden. So this is another one you could visit without having to get cabs. You could technically just get the train to Marden, get the shuttle to Hushed Heath / Balfour, and then head back if you didn't want to do any cabs between them. But that's a one winery trip as well. So how did you feel walking into this one?
So at Hushed Heath, we had a meal and we did some drinks. It kind of was like walking into this massive restaurant, right?
It felt like walking into like a really popular brunch spot almost. It felt like it was about to kind of kick on.
Yeah.
There was a real buzz in there, but not what I expected.
Yeah, definite buzz. I guess, yeah, it's probably worth noting that apparently, according to our friend Emma, Hushed Heath is designed based on Australian wineries.
You felt right at home, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it felt quite open, didn't it? They've got a nice big outside area. They've also got a balcony that overlooks the vines. And they've got so many acres of vines. And they're kind of all right in front of you. So it was quite cool. The inside was aesthetic. It didn't feel like a quaint little winery. It definitely, again, felt quite commercial. That was reflected in the prices of the pizzas that we'll get onto.
Yeah. Yeah. It just felt
rip-off,
like,
by the way.
It just felt like a really busy restaurant that is wine focused, but I guess is more of a restaurant. But I suppose that's because that's the area that we're in.
So yes, they've got an upstairs, which is a different restaurant. And I think they also have rooms where they do guided tastings and that kind of thing. And I'm sure in summer, maybe they do the tastings outside when the weather's nice, etc. But that main area, again, felt a little bit like they were trying to churn through people. The service was really nice. They were very attentive. And you can buy a flight of 6 different wines and they give you the tasting notes for them, which is cool. But I actually really didn't like it because it meant that by the final wine, it was really warm. And these were bubblies or white wines. And I just thought they're just trying to get everyone to buy as much wine as possible. And talking through this, I think I've just got to realise that my expectations for winery visits may not be what everyone has. When we've gone to Italy and Spain, Louise, we've often just driven up to random wineries and said, hello, can we do a tasting? And we'll sit at the bar or they'll bring someone out who will just pour us a few wines and then say, there you go, enjoy them. And that's what we've really liked and that's what I expect. But at these places, there's so many people going to these big ones. Mm. You don't get that personalized service and you're either paying to do a kind of hour-long guided wine tour, which would be really good, or you're just basically buying drinks from the bar and sitting there. Do you agree? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think definitely for Chapel Down and for Hushed Heath, it's definitely that kind of thing. You can do the tour in a guided tasting or it's kind of a bit of a restaurant, I guess.
Yeah, every man for himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think I'd want to do another Kent winery day, but I'd want to go to more smaller ones and try like 3 or 4 of those and see what it's like going to small places where you get a little bit more attention.
Yeah, and being talked through the wines a bit more. because we had that sort of tasting sheet at Hush Heath, but you know, it's different when someone kind of talks you through the whole experience versus, you know, you're getting apple and zest.
Yeah, exactly. No, 100%. And then they kind of teach you how to do it a little bit more, and they give you some of the history and the thought behind it. But I do think Hush Heath was very beautiful. I thought the inside was very pretty, and the outside was exceptionally beautiful. We ordered food because we were pretty hungry, and they do flatbreads there. We got two. One of them was vegan because Emma's vegan. And then we got a meat one for us non-vegans. And they were nice. They did taste good. But these cost £30, Louise, and that was not £30 worth of food.
Yeah, insane. Like, they were tasty. If it was 15 quid, you know, max 15 quid, I would have been like, okay, fine, great, this is delicious.
15 quid is kind of what I'm expecting. Let's say, okay, inflation over the last few years, let's push that to 17 quid. And then we say, okay, you're in a winery, you're trapped, they're going to charge you more. Okay, £20. I think that's expensive, but okay, you've got me. What am I going to do? £30. I was expecting these things to be bloody huge, and they were not.
Yeah, they really weren't.
Shame on you, Balfour. But it was a very pretty winery. I can imagine going there in the summer when you can sit outside would be amazing. I think it would be... We talk about this, and we talk about wanting to be at Chapel Down or Balfour in the summer. However, I do worry that it would be impossible to get a table in the sun at these places unless you went early, because it was rammed on the inside, wasn't it, when we were there?
Yeah, I think these places would be super busy in summer.
Those are three places we went. We then got the shuttle back to Marden and went back to London and got into London Bridge. Overall, I thought it was a really nice day. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I thought it was a really lovely day. And it was nice, like, spending time with friends, a nice big day out. We drank lots of wine. Like, we had some critiques of these places, but I think it was a lovely day.
It was a lovely day. But upon reflection, Louise, I say we paid 100 quid a head on transport, and then we paid the 25 for the tasting at the first place. At Chapel Down, we probably spent another 25 quid because we got the wine tastings. We did get a bottle to share between us of rosé after that because we had some time. And we got the shite charcuterie board. And then at Balfour, we got the shite pizza and we got the tastings, which were 30 quid ahead. So we probably spent about 100 quid on wine and food over the course of the day as well. So that's a £200 day out all in all, which ain't cheap.
No, that isn't cheap.
So that £175 tour isn't looking so bad anymore, is it?
Yeah, not too bad, especially if they do it all for you. I assume maybe not all of the food, and maybe you wouldn't have got as much as we got. But
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But I think it's never going to be a particularly cheap day if you're going to multiple places, I'd say. But all in all, which is your favourite?
I think my favourite was probably the first one.
Yeah, I agree. Woodchurch.
Yeah, Woodchurch. And I think I just love to go back to be able to have food there, to be able to have the wood-fired pizzas. I liked that it was smaller, a lot more personal.
Yeah, I definitely want to go back to Kent, and I definitely want to go to a selection of smaller places. I think the bigger places are nice and maybe good if you want to make a bigger day out of it. If you're winery hopping, I don't know, it just it wasn't quite what I was after personally. Cool. Anything else to say, Louise, or should we wrap it up there?
Let's wrap it up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
Sorry that this was a bit delayed. We won't let it happen again. Join us next Wednesday, and it will be Wednesday, when we will be sitting down and talking about St. John's. St. John's is an absolute institution. It's one of the reasons the London food scene is what it is. And I hadn't actually been before. So I've finally been, and really excited to talk to you all about it and what it was like. Catch you then.